Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with 4-H member David Hora about the swine show and activities scheduled for Kids Day this Wednesday at the Washington County Fair.
I'm David Hora. I'm an 8th-year member of the Jackson Jets 4-H Club. I've been showing a wide range of projects at the fair. My first 3 years, I took swine to the fair. After that, I have taken all non-livestock exhibits, a presentation every year, and always a poster or some other informational project every year for the non-livestock exhibits, mm-hmm. as well as building different kind of stuff.
And I take it you're in the county council?
Yeah, I'm also part of county council. I've been on that for 2 years. Before that, I was part of leadership development, and now we're here and branching out to all different kind of stuff. So,
what is happening Wednesday during the Washington County Fair?
Tomorrow is the swine show, then. It starts at 8 a.m. It's going to be going for most of the day. It's hard to definitely pinpoint exactly where it's going to end, but it usually runs just a little bit after noon. Washington County being one of the definitely top dogs in swine production, especially for our fair, it's an interesting show to see everybody kind of showcase what they've been working on for the longest time, and the amount of different classes that we have and how full they all are. It's definitely nice to see all that coming in and having a all-morning show like that to definitely just sit in on and see all that going on over there. So,
for those who might not be so familiar, can you describe some of the classes, the different classes that are in the swine show?
Mm-hmm. So the different breeds of swine that they have going in there, it's been several years since I've been able to brush up on that stuff, but they have a lot of different breeds that they're going to have coming in there, as well as the weights for all the different ones. They're going to have them set apart by weight. That way the judge will not be able to just, pick away the biggest ones. They're all going to be relatively the right size, and the judge will then be able to judge them based on muscle structure and body type. Different breeds of pigs they're going to have in different shows, and there's going to be quite a few of them. You're going to see a lot of different shows run back to back, though, that are going to be the same. That's just because we have so many coming in that we have, overflowing of them where we're not able to have all of those in the same bracket in the ring at the same time.
And what would you say makes it all possible, to put the swine show on?
Definitely the volunteers. We have a lot of people that are putting in big support to help us all the way around the fair, but we have a lot of people that are volunteering for the pig show. Like I said before, we're kind of top dogs in the swine production, and we have a lot of volunteers that like to help out with that stuff. So a definite big thanks to all those people that are helping out with that.
What are some other livestock shows that are happening on Wednesday?
At 3 p.m., we're going to have the Bucket Bottle Show, and following that is going to be the Clover Kid Rabbit Mentoring Show. That's for second and third graders. They will be paired up with a 4-H rabbit exhibitor, so that the exhibitor can kind of teach the kids, all the ins and outs of rabbit exhibiting and show them what they can do once they get into 4-H and out of Clover Kids.
Wednesday is Kids Day. Can you share what sorts of activities will be happening on Wednesday?
Yep. So Wednesday being our Kids Day, our theme for this year is Rev Your Engines, Race to the Fair. And you're definitely going to get a good hint of that once you show up to the fair. We have all the hay bales being decorated in that theme, as well as a lot of different activities that are going to be going on all around the fair. That day we're going to have pony rides, crafts, games, and all different kinds of stuff for all the kids. And the people making all that possible is Washington County Hospitals and Clinics and People's Savings Bank of Crawfordsville. They are our main sponsors for this year's Kids Day. And we're going to have a whole lot of different stuff going on there, as well as at 3 p.m. we're going to have the Share the Fun show at the community center. And that's also going to have the fashion show and clothing event along with it. That's all going to be air conditioned, so I'll definitely be stopping in there at some point. As well as at 2 o'clock, starting at the Lion Stage, we have the Amazing Race, which the County Council is putting on. That's one of the new ideas that we have coming in right now for an event, and it's going to be super fun. So if you come to that, it's for kids of all ages as well as adults. Adults have really liked it. So definitely come to that if you want to compete for that. The top winner gets a prize, as well as everyone gets popsicles, obviously. But it's definitely going to be a really interesting event if we can get a lot of people in there. You'll be put into teams of 2 to 4, and you will be competing against each other. Just like the show Amazing Race, you will be met with different riddles in order to get to different areas around the fairgrounds, as well as different challenges in order to get your riddles. So definitely show up to that if you want to participate. It's going to be great.
That starts at 2 o'clock, you said?
Mm-hmm. It should. It's going to go from 2 o'clock and should get done before 3.
And so if kids or parents want to take part of it, what do they need to do?
All you got to do is show up to the Lions stage. If you don't have a team, you can still come. We will put you in a team. If you come with the team, remember, we want it to be between 2 and 4. If it's more than that, we're going to have to split you up. But definitely come and be in comfortable clothes because you will most likely get pretty sweaty.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with 4-H member David Hora. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.